If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Song right.
We'll be right back.
That was Blue Mink from the UK with Gitta Wada Wobble off of Melting Pot from 1970. And if that sounded somewhat similar to Pâté de Foie Gras that we played earlier, frankly, I think the music's almost identical as I was listening to them. It's the same people. Alan Parker, Herbie Flowers were in a couple of different projects, and one was Rumpelstiltskin, and one was Blue Mink. So you get a various similar vibe there. Speaking of similar vibes, Brownsville Station, with their awesome reinterpretation, mashup, if you will, of Rumble, and that is off of No BS from 1970. So you got a little whole lot of love, you got a little Rumble, you know, you rethink who your hard rock gods are when you hear that. Thunder Mug, let's see, those guys were from Canada. They gave us Mickey Mouse Club, that's off of Orbit from 73. Captain Beyond with Distant Sun off of Sufficiently Breathless. That's from 73. And Captain Beyond, among its members, were Rod Evans, the former vocalist of Deep Purple, Larry Reinhart, guitarist in Iron Butterfly, Lee Dorman, bass in Iron Butterfly, and on keyboards, a guy named Reese Winans, who would go on to play with Stevie Ray and Double Trouble. He was a member of Double Trouble. So, like, go figure all those connections out. When you do that, I will tell you what we played before Captain Beyond. It was Uli Jon Roth. Say it with me. Uli Jon Roth. With Electric Sun off his Electric Sun album from 79. That was dedicated to Jimi Hendrix. And Uli Jon Roth, it's a kind of bizarre story. Uli Jon Roth ended up, I believe, marrying the German woman who was with Hendrix the night he died. So he was dating this apparently rich woman from Germany who was like touring around, following him. So Hendrix died. She met Uli Jon Roth, and they fell in love because they both believe that the spirit of Jimi Hendrix moves through Uli Jon Roth. Hey man, stranger things have happened in rock and roll. That's all I can say. Uli Jon Roth. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., gang. And then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank. Two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. And until then, we're going to keep playing all kinds of obscure classic rock. Because admit it, you hadn't heard any of those songs I played. Not a one. Not a one. And they were all awesome. They all should have gotten airplay. It's another example of the man trying to keep classic rock fans down. I'm tired of it, man. All right, we are going to the UK. The year is 1973. This band was named after the leader of the band, whose previous band was named after the leader of that band. So ponder that while you listen to this. Badfinger on vinyl, kids. That was Badfinger off of Wish You Were Here. We heard Just a Chance from 1974, considered to be their finest album. And it's a great album. And it's, you know, the whole Badfinger story is, it's a sad one. Couldn't get out of the Beatles' shadow. Before that, there was Elf featuring Ronnie James Dio before he was Ronnie James Dio. That was Love Me Like a Woman. Which can be interpreted two ways, I suppose. That is off the album Elf, and I wrote down the wrong year for that, so I will get back to you on that. I believe it was the early 70s, maybe the mid-70s. I don't know. Rotomagus from France gave us Fightin' Cock. Hey. And that is off of Tet's Lords, a compilation from 1970 to 1972. Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs, A Little Bit of Lunacy, Maestro Please, off of More Arse Than Class, which, if you say with an Australian accent, makes more sense. Excuse me. That was from 74. And we started that set off way back when with a band who was named after the leader of the band, whose previous band was named after the leader of the band. Of course, I mean Manfred Mann's Earth Band, because, of course, the previous band was Manfred Mann, both of which were run by Manfred Mann. So, enough Manfred Mann. We heard Cloudy Eyes off of the Messin album from 73, and it's sort of an environmental kind of vibe to that album, which is awesome. And that was, let's see, Elf and Badfinger were on vinyl from that set. So, woo-hoo. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for another hour and a half, gang, and then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours you will experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. Until then, we will hear all kinds of obscure classic rock. This next band, massive chart topping, legendary longevity band, hard rock boogie thing in the UK, could not get arrested in the United States. Unbelievable. These guys sold like tons of albums, tons of singles, popular everywhere in the world, but here, because they never got airplay, and they should have, because they sound like this. We'll be right back.
love, but I needed more. I went searching for more, but what did I find? I found you, all I need, and all I ever will need. So now I'm back, back in your love, your arms to stay. I said I'm back, back in your love, your arms to stay.
Back in your love. Yeah.